After more than 40 years at FAMU, Dr. Julian White is stepping down. University President Dr. James Ammons initially fired White shortly after the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. In the termination letter, Ammons cited White's alleged misconduct and/or incompetence in handling hazing incidents within the band. But the university was forced to reverse the move and place him on administrative leave after the Florida Department of Law Enforcement requested all actions be suspended until it completed its investigation.
I have strongly suspected that with two investigations ongoing, that the university would be at a disadvantage to negotiate anything.
White, through his attorney Chuck Hobbs, had been pushing to be fully reinstated at the university. And Hobbs says the battle over whether to reinstate the director had largely been about his retirement money.
It is dollars and cents. And on top of that, it's also process, because when he was initially terminated, he was a member of the United Faculty of Florida, and there were certain protocols that were not adhered to. As a tenured faculty member, he had certain rights that have been usurped that we believe that he would definitely prevail upon.
But White's retirement now makes those issues moot. Robert Champion's death resurfaced a history of hazing within the band program and spurred investigations into the band's finances. A letter to the FAMU Board of Trustees by University President James Ammons says that at the time of Champion's death, 101 members of the band were either not academically eligible or not enrolled in the marching band class, which White oversaw. During his time as band director, White kept numerous files on students he had suspended from the band for hazing. He has said he did everything in his power to stop it. But in an interview he gave with news reporters in Tallahassee back in December, he admitted that some of the students he suspended from the band for hazing, he also let back in.
And sometimes I have made an exception. A student just, I believe in the character of the student, and I would allow the student to come back. 98% of those students that were given a second chance did well. A very small percentage, the second chance didn't help.
13 people are facing hazing charges from felonies to misdemeanors in the Champion case. Three of them were not enrolled at the university at the time of his death. Four were Champion's fellow drum majors. The FAMU Board of Trustees has scheduled a meeting for Monday to discuss the band program. University System Chancellor Frank Brogan has also written a letter to the university requesting the band remain suspended. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.